Hey, this is Aaron Holt. I'm the director of Lead the Generation. I'm joined today by my co-host, Gilbert Ackerman, youth pastor at Allison Park Church.
We just want to say thanks for joining us today for the LTG Student Leadership Podcast. We believe that leadership is all about influence, so we want to help you discover new ways to reach your friends for Christ and lead your generation.
If this podcast is helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you'd write a review and rate it on whatever platform you're listening from. And hit subscribe. We'll be dropping new episodes several times a week throughout the school year.
And be sure to share if you think this would benefit other students like you. Feel free to check out the show notes for more ways to connect with our ministry and our guests.
This podcast is sponsored by our partner, WorldServe International. WorldServe is addressing the water crisis in Africa, where over 790 million people don't have access to clean drinking water. You and I can be part of solving this crisis. Go to worldserveintl.org to get started.
So get ready. The Student Leadership Podcast starts right now.
Hey, students, welcome to this week of the Student Leadership Podcast. Gil and I are excited that you're joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Three episodes this week, as always, coming out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Just a little leadership thought for you each day in order to help you grow as a leader. This week, we got a guest with us. We're so excited. Ashton Peters, who's the student ministry pastor from Praise Assembly God in Springfield, Missouri. Ashton, thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I am super excited to be hanging out with you guys today.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I know we were saying this in the pre-show, Ashton, but I went to school where you're at now in Springfield, Missouri, and is it Andy's Custard, right?
Andy's is the big thing. It's huge here.
I was just making sure they were still around because I was a little concerned. They had some real wild flavors at some point when I was there, and it was probably my favorite thing about Springfield, honestly. Best food there. But that's not my question of the day for you, as you know, per tradition here, we have some weird stuff. But actually, just to make it a little bit easier on you, Ashton, because I like you, because you're in Springfield, I'm going to give you an easy one. I want to know, what is the number one thing on your bucket list that's not like pastoral or ministry related? Like, I know every pastor probably says like, go to Jerusalem and see that. Okay, like, you can't say that. You can't do that because everyone has that. But like, I want to know just a little bit about you, help our students learn a little bit about you. What's the number one thing on your bucket list?
Number one thing on my bucket list? That's a really good question. I would say one thing I really want to do is probably drink coffee, probably somewhere like in Italy or somewhere that is just really well known for just coffee and lattes and different stuff like that. And so I think that would be one of the bucket list times. I'm a huge coffee person, so just somewhere like, you know, just a cafe somewhere serving Italian coffee. I think that would be a really big one on the bucket list for me. So I appreciate you making me think about that. So especially since I couldn't answer the Jerusalem answer.
Is this like, is this because you're a coffee snob or is it more geographically based, like this bucket list item?
Yeah, no, it is not. I'm not a coffee snob. I appreciate good coffee. I don't like bad coffee, but I think it's more like the geography of all of it. You know, it's just like you see the movie. You're in the cafe outside.
Hey, fun fact, like man, I once drank a cup of coffee on Blue Mountain in Blue Mountain, Jamaica. Right?
Wow.
That's like a real, and I hated it. It was terrible. So
I once drank 7-Eleven coffee outside of a 7-Eleven.
Oh, Gil, nice.
Man. So I'm not a gas station coffee person. And one of my friends used to joke if I ever walked in with a gas station coffee, it was because it was a bad day. And like that was my sign to my friends. I was having a bad day. They're like, what happened? So.
Coffee, let's go. All right, so let's jump in. We're talking leadership all this week, and Ashton, so excited for you to be able to invest in some of the students that are part of this Lead the Gen podcast fam, right? So what do you got for students when it comes to leadership?
Yeah, so I think my idea, the thought for today is this. I call it through the roof leadership, going through the roof. And it's a phrase that we use in student ministry, we use with our student leaders, we use with our adult leaders, about not letting obstacles keep us from getting people to Jesus. And kind of the reference taken from that story in Mark chapter 2, you know, verses 1 through 5, it talks about the friends of the paralytic, and they wanted to bring their friend to Jesus, and they show up, and there's a long line of people that, we jokingly say there was more people than in a Chick-fil-A line waiting to get in to see Jesus.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And so they obviously had to devise this creative plan to get their friend to Jesus Christ. So they didn't want to take any excuse, anything for not getting him there. So they went through the roof, literally. And so many times we encounter obstacles and we want people to know Jesus and we just stop because it's the crowd's there. And so many times with students trying to reach their friends and be those leaders and invite their friends to the student ministry, the crowd's there, like how people think about them, how people feel about them. And so we just use this idea of the through the roof leadership means that you're going to get creative in your approach of getting people to Jesus, whatever that looks like, however you approach it. So, yeah.
Yeah, actually, when you said that, I was picturing the other direction, like going up through the roof. You know what I mean? Like blowing off the ceiling. But actually, the literal biblical story of going down through the roof.
That would be raising the roof. And you can raise the roof as well. But we like to go through the roof. So,
yeah, I think that like is something that I've seen in a lot of students who start to go into leadership things, like whether it's even in the church or it's in their school. Like maybe they're like starting to be one of the leaders for like their lacrosse team, or they're like getting on student yearbook and they're like leading the editorial team, is that leadership really is just filled with problems. And that's the point, is as a leader to figure out the problems. It's not to lead people through things that are easy, but it's like, oh, I don't know. I don't even know how we do this. Like, you know, we got this Jewish rabbi dude who knows all these knows all these super wise things and is doing miracles, but we have no way of getting there. Well, we have to do something. And it's pretty radical. And it ended up working out for the guy because he went home and got healed. But I think that like students really don't understand that that's the whole point, you know?
Yeah. Well, you have to think, like, just put yourself in the story. Like, they're not able to get in to see Jesus. And there's the friend, that one friend. We all have that one friend. It says, get some rope. You know, let's maybe get a saw. And let's get a ladder. We'll get you up there. We're going to lower you down. And sometimes it does require this creativity and thinking about new things and new ways. But you can imagine maybe to even some of the other friends, or think about the guy that's the paralytic laying on the mat and he sees him like walking by with a saw or something to cut a hole in the roof. He's like, guys, what you doing right now? You know?
He just couldn't do anything about it because he was paralyzed. He's like, wait, maybe he was even protesting. Like, I don't know if we should. And they're like, just trust us with this. We got this.
They had to literally lower him down. And so you have to think and imagine from the side of the people in that room, like I could just see like the mud or the straw of like that, the roof just kind of caking in and falling down, and people are like, what is going on? And like there's these three friends as they're lowering their friend down, like to kind of right there in front of Jesus, like suspended, like this Mission Impossible kind of just hanging there. But you know, but it is, leadership takes that sometimes, this just creative way of doing things differently.
So I think we all love the story of, you know, the friends that did that for, you know, their friend who was paralytic. I'm curious, Ashton, in your years of being a youth pastor, like what story do you have of a student leader who did something similar, you know, like in our day and age, our culture, like they did something really crazy to really like lead one of their friends or encourage one of their friends, or, you know, what are you thinking?
Yeah. So we had one student, his name was Garrett, and he was on the football team. And it was so simple what he did, but it's so impactful. And I would help him with it. We would get Gatorades ready and we would put labels to invite people out to like our youth outreaches and stuff on them. And he would take them to his friends that were on the football team. But you know, when you're wanting a Gatorade, you're not, and you're thirsty after a football practice, they weren't even concerned with like tearing the wrapper off, you know, or anything else. So we'd put those wrappers on that were those invites. And so that was just a big way. Then we had another student that was great at bringing her friends, and her name was Amy, and her mom had a minivan, and she would like pack out that minivan, and sometimes it was like two loads of the minivan coming. I think sometimes, especially for younger students, when we hear about inviting our friends and stuff, and they think their first default is I can't drive. But there's so many ways to get creative if your parents can bring people. Or I think of another student, Barbara, was one of our students, and she actually found older people in the church that wanted to be involved and asked them to like pick up students on the way, like these sweet church grandma and grandpas, and said, hey, will you, so-and-so lives near you, will you pick them up and bring them to youth, and then we'll find a way to get them home afterwards and stuff like that. But those were just creative ways to get people, because I think transport, especially in youth ministry, sometimes when you're inviting your friends, transportation's a biggie. You know, like, how do I get there? And so it just seems people take some creative approaches to getting their friends there to church.
Through the roof.
Yeah. And a lot of it is just, I mean, it's really just about throwing it out there, right? So like we have the benefit of hindsight looking at the story going like, well, obviously Jesus was going to heal the guy. Like he's kind of the protagonist of this story. But like, we don't know anything about these four dudes or the paralytic guy, how much they knew about Jesus or didn't know. But they were, you know, by all odds considered here, like taking a really big risk of even just like, I don't know, not getting arrested or like not having a lot of these things happen to him, and ends up working out. And I think God honors that faith. So maybe give us some advice here. Is there like an easy step one to this process? Maybe students don't really know how to like lower someone through the roof right now, literally or proverbially. Is there like an easy way that they can start
doing
this?
Their parents don't trust them with chainsaws to put holes
in
their
feet, right?
Yeah, I've shared this with our students before, and I said, the moral of the story is this: do not go home and cut a hole in your roof and lower your lower sibling through the roof. That would be bad. That is not the point of this message. But I think it's just understanding, and I jokingly say this all the time, it's like understanding that hearing no is okay. Your parents tell you no all the time, students. You know what I mean? So you're used to hearing the word no. And I think the first step is getting over that fear of asking someone. I read a statistic a while back that I always thought was super cool. 4 out of 5 people say that they would at least come to church once or youth group once if they were asked by a friend. Which means the reality is they would give you at least one shot, more would than wouldn't, if you asked them to come with you once. But I think the first step is just knowing that you might hear no, but you're probably going to hear at least one yes. But even if you hear no, that's okay, because the next person may say yes then. But I think that's one of those big hurdles. It's like when you want to try something new, or you want to invite someone to come to youth group, you want to do something creatively, it's the fear of the no is one of the biggest things. And so kind of working through that in your mind, I think, is actually kind of one of the first steps.
What a great thought. You know, like, it's okay to hear no, like that, you know, leaders hear no all the time, and that's all right. You know, that's not a problem. I'm not going to allow that fear to stand in the way. So this is a great kickoff to this week of podcast, Ashton, and excited to join us today. You're going to be with us another couple times this week. Students, if you missed any of our previous episodes and previous guests, feel free to go back and catch them. But all this week, we got Ashton Peters. This is going to be great. Thanks for joining us. If you love it, if it's helpful, share it, subscribe, download it, tag us at LTG Conference. You can tag me at Aaron Holt.
And you can find me at Gilbo Swaggins. And remember, you are called to lead your generation. We encourage you to lead with passion for Christ and love for others.